All right, check it out. It's Romero and Melissa and I are going to be at Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420 Fest, presented by our friends at Kind and Levia, Saturday, April 20th. We're going to be there from noon to 3, but the top-notch event is going to be running from noon to 6. It's going to have some food from Red's Kitchen. Primo Bartending is going to be there too. DJ Stenny, Phil Pacino, including glass-blowing demos, cornhole games, more. Myself, Melissa, Hot 96.9. We can't wait to see you there at Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420. Fest, baby.
Please consume responsibly. This product may cause impairment and may be habit forming. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. This product has not been analyzed or approved by the FDA. There is limited information on the side effects of using this product, and there may be associated health risks. Marijuana use during pregnancy and breastfeeding may pose potential harms. It is against the law to drive or operate machinery when under the influence of this product. Keep this product away from children. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. Marijuana can impair concentration, coordination, and judgment. The impairment effects of edible marijuana may be delayed by 2 hours or more. In case of accidental ingestion, call the poison control hotline at 1-800-222-1222 or 911. This product may be illegal outside of Massachusetts. Mass state license number MR28.
B-Pod Studios.
Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa.
The Get Up Crew.
Waking your ass up.
Getting you going.
Only on Hot 96.9.
First, we got to talk to a couple people here who are giving us stories. On the Get Up Crew Facebook page, we asked, like, for the most random-ass reason that you got fired from a job. And people are hitting us up. This is Jakia.
So I was like 17 or 18 years old at the time, working at a department store, and basically, I'm sorry, can you hear me?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah.
Okay, sorry. So basically, I found a card on the floor. Mm-hmm. I picked it up. It wasn't closed or anything like that. So I opened it. It wasn't assigned to anybody. There was no one's name. I don't even remember who was like a birthday card or whatever. But I opened it. There was $20 in it. I pocketed the $20. Went about my day. A couple hours later, I got called into the office. They're like, "We know you have that card. You know you have that money." And I'm like, "Okay." And they told me that they've been watching me on the cameras for like a couple of hours, waiting to see if I would come back.
Oh no!
And just be honest about it. Yeah, crazy.
What? That was a setup, man.
And then they never called me back to work.
So they planted it.
They planted it. Yeah, they were testing employees to see if they were being honest.
Oh,
okay.
First of all,
literally everybody who works in that store would have gotten fired if anybody else found that. Second of all, you could have just been like, "Yeah, I was going to bring it back after my shift or whatever." That's some BS.
Wow. Yeah, I didn't say that. I was dumb. I was like, "I'm going to give it to my grandmother for Christmas or something like that."
Panic move.
All right, Jose.
Yes, sir.
You again?
Another story.
Yeah, man, I told the story on the messenger, and she told me to give a call back. So I was like, "All right, cool."
Okay, how did you get fired this time? The first time, so I just want to recap. Jose was the guy who got fired because he forgot to bring a pencil to work.
Yes,
correct.
They said he wasn't prepared.
This is the only other time that I've gotten fired. All right, I promise you. So I happen to work for a company that's no longer open anymore. So what happened is that we did like repairs on gaming systems. So it was a PS3.
Yeah.
Having me sitting there for like 2 years in the back, and nobody ever claimed it. So I was like, "Hey," I talked to my manager, and I said, "Hey, listen, can I buy that, or can like do something about it?" So the manager told me, "Hey, buy lunch for the store, and you can have it." And I was like, "All right, cool." I was younger, you know. Exactly. I should have realized that later. So I sit there, and I bring it home. Thing doesn't work, so I chuck it. So I'm like, "Ah, whatever, you know, I don't pay no mind to it." Then all of a sudden, like literally like 2 weeks later, a friend of mine was working in the store with me, and he sends me a message saying, "Yo, this guy's looking for that PS3 I almost like pooped myself at home. I'm going, "You're lying." He's like, "No, I'm not even lying to you, bro. Like, this is crazy." I go, "Well, I don't got it, so I don't know what he wants me to do about it." So then the manager gets fired like a week or two later. So then after that loss prevention comes into the store, pulls me to the back, and is telling me, "Hey, Jose, we were told that you had that PlayStation." And I was like, "Listen, man," I'm like, "that thing didn't work, so I threw it out." They were like, "Do you have a receipt for it?" I go, "Nah, the manager told me that if I bought lunch for the store, I was
the manager who's now fired told you.
Correct, who is no longer there anymore.
Yeah, the world's worst
so
manager.
He was like, "Well, yeah, I know. I, like I said, again, I was young. You know, we all make mistakes."
Yeah.
And I'm sitting and I'm like, Well, the manager, he goes, well, he's no longer here, so unless you have a receipt, you stole that PlayStation.
So,
and I literally got let go, and they gave me, and the funniest thing is they gave me like a paper saying that you had to pay it back and everything like that. Then the company went bankruptcy like 6 months later.
Jeez.
And I said, damn, I didn't pay for the PlayStation, so they went bankrupt. I'm like, that's crazy.
So okay, let's recap for anybody who joined in mid-conversation. Jose bought lunch for his entire store so he could have a PlayStation that didn't work and then got fired for it.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, I tell you, it's like, I don't know. I should have realized it when I got the PlayStation for lunch.
Yeah.
I should have, yeah.
Okay, now, before we let you go,
yeah.
Do you have any more stories?
Right.
No, those are the only two times I've ever been let go.
All right, cool. We'll talk to you tomorrow. When you
have a cool guy.
Find more great podcasts at bpodstudios.com, the place to be for podcast discovery.
All right, check it out. It's Romero and Melissa and I are going to be at Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420 Fest, presented by our friends at Kind and Levia. Saturday, April 20th, we're going to be there from noon to 3. But the top-notch event is going to be running from noon to 6. It's going to have some food from Red's Kitchen. Primo Bartending is going to be there too. DJ Stenny, Phil Pacino, including glass-blowing demos, cornhole games, more. Myself, Melissa, Hot 96.9. We can't wait to see you there at Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420. 20 Fest, baby.
Please consume responsibly. This product may cause impairment and may be habit forming. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. This product has not been analyzed or approved by the FDA. There is limited information on the side effects of using this product, and there may be associated health risks. Marijuana use during pregnancy and breastfeeding may pose potential harms. It is against the law to drive or operate machinery when under the influence of this product. Keep this product away from children. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. Marijuana can impair concentration, coordination, and judgment. The impairment effects of edible marijuana may be delayed by 2 hours or more. In case of accidental ingestion, call the poison control hotline at 1-800-222-1222 or 911. This product may be illegal outside of Massachusetts. Mass state license number MR2. 8-1-3-3-2.